Hello. It is a beautiful spring day, and we've had many of these where the sun is out, and even though there's a cooler breeze, there's still that warmth of spring as all the little buds start poking through the earth. We can see them all over the place now, and some of the flower blooms are even gone now, and that means that the trees are starting to work on producing their fruit. So it is with us. We are in the midst of great change. Just like to meditate with you a little today. So perhaps get yourself comfortable and just honor the space of your physical body for a few moments. Feel all of your little bugs, little twitches, all of your bones and muscles. Then, if you can, relax your body a little bit more and give your breath room to expand. And then, for a little while here, settle into the presence of listening. Listening to your breath, listening to the voice for spirit, and listening to your higher self. Our world is now in a deep process. Here we all are, lives upended to bring us to a place of pause. It is this wonderful thing that many of us have longed for, though we likely did not think it would come about the way that it has. If I can just get a few more things done, then I can pursue my spiritual life, we might have thought before, and all the rushing around of the modern world. All that has now come to a screeching halt, which for many is a blessing. The universe and God has its own plans, however all that works. Divine order is mostly a mystery. Yet when we are in alignment with it, we know it in the depth of our being. To have this time to go inward and to catch up on the simplicities of life around the home, with your partner, with your gardens, both inner and outer, and with what has been calling from the depths of your soul, are all the gifts of this time that we are now sharing as a world. Finally, we have come together in some way. We are thinking about each other far and wide, which is a definite form of prayer. Let us now allow the simplicity of being with the day rather than rushing all over the place. Just simply being with what is next without having to plan it, schedule it, but to just engage it. Let us now confront the fears that arise in times of our own solitary pondering. Let us focus through the power of will upon the true essence of our being and go there in the silence of conscious awareness. Here we will meet each other. Though at least 6 feet separate us in physical space, if we are following the new rules of our society, we are closer than ever in caring for each other in the true sense. But following these new rules of society pale in comparison to the gentle inner commands to now confront ourselves on levels we could not realize from the old ways. finally, now we get to know ourselves. Something we have both longed for and asked for the time to do. Something many of us have often dreaded, whether we knew it or not. However it is, here we are. Life will never go back to what it was, and that is good. Let's not worry about getting back to normal, but let us instead focus on creating a new way of being that is in alignment with our soul's calling. How vast was the gulf that separated us from what we said we wanted and what we were actually doing? Now is the time to unite as one in the true sincerity of what that actually means. In the depths of the inner world, the consciousness that determines who we are lies all of the answers to every problem we could possibly encounter in life. We now have space to choose how we will move forward. We can all do something toward the building of a new world, a world where deeper considerations than bottom lines determine our actions. We are all in some way contributors to whatever dysfunctions impeded meeting our spirit from living the essence of what our souls truly desire, which is only real love and true belonging and purpose. In all the ways that we have been misguided, let us now simply forgive. We forgive ourselves. We forgive each other. We forgive our past and our future all at once and are suddenly brought into this very now moment of this very now day. Free of all resentments, worries, and fears, look how free we are to simply choose again. The choice we make for ourselves only will determine the world in which we live. Let us choose God, for God is good. Let us choose love, for love is whole. Let us choose kindness, for kindness heals. And let us choose harmony, for harmony is wholeness. In God's loving kindness, I choose to harmonize my soul with the world and be guided from the source of all creation, how to help bring forth into being a world of love, peace, and joy. Today, I choose to be the best me I can be and share that with all the world through my very thoughts, through my words, and through my actions. Only I can choose my world, and my world affects all of life. Settle now into a deeper meditation. considering the blessing that we are to the world as individuals, and as the new world now coming together in a new way. We lift ourselves higher in the inner world by raising our consciousness to Christ consciousness. And seeing the world and each other as a harmonized whole, free of selfishness, a world where each gives to another just because. A world where giving is receiving. And a world where just what we have right now is always enough. And so in that knowing that we are taken care of, we simply rest. And that rest is an active awareness of the life of God flowing into us, flowing through us, and moving all around us as the activity of life itself. Everything now is beautiful. Everything now is God.